God's word for our consideration this morning, God's word to nourish us, God's word to strengthen our walk of life as his child living here in the world in belief of Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. It's from the Old Testament lesson from the book of Genesis, 12th chapter. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to think about these words that God says to Abram in the 12th chapter of Genesis. I will bless you, the Lord says, and make you to be a blessing. Such is God's words through the prophet Moses to Abram. Now those words could be said to us as well. Because as you think about your life, God has really blessed you. Never in my life did I ever dream that I would see so much of this world through the last 6 years. 6 years ago, of course, we had COVID, and in February, beginning of February of that year, 2020, we went to Aruba, the island of Aruba. It was beautiful. Beautiful beaches, beautiful sun, gorgeous time. Didn't see much of Aruba, but what I saw was dry and dusty, but it was still something that God made. And then continuing in 2021, we began seeing on cruises this grand world that God has created. We saw Alaska. We saw the Isles of Britain and Ireland and Scotland. Then we went to the Mediterranean and Australia and New Zealand last year, and this year, Norway. Cold Norway. But God was showing us his beautiful world, the world that he has blessed us with. And I want you to think about not just the world that he has blessed us with, but he has blessed us with every kind of blessing that comes from his gracious and wonderful hand. He continues to bless us. And he blesses us with something that is just really tremendous. He blesses us with faith in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a blessing he has given to us. And that blessing comes to us, first of all, through the blessing of baptism. When the pastor says, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, God blesses us with the power of the Holy Spirit, that we are given faith that dwells in our heart and life, so that we may believe in Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And how Jesus has blessed us so tremendously so. Now you think about the gospel lesson, and Nicodemus comes to Jesus. And when does he come to Jesus? At night. Because he doesn't want to be seen by the rest of the Sanhedrin, because he's part of the Sanhedrin, the ruling class of the Jewish faith. He doesn't want to be seen because he knows he's going to be ostracized. But he wants to quiz Jesus. He wants some answers. Because he's kind of bewildered. And he wants to know what's going on. He wants to know who this Jesus really is. And so he talks to Jesus about believing. At baptism, basically, Jesus doesn't come right out and say it's baptism, but all of that is there. It's in there. And we need to know that God comes to us through holy baptism. That God comes to us and gives us the power to believe. To believe that God is our Creator. We were visiting a friend of ours, and this was, they had, Jim had a call, and he was pastor of a church in British Columbia. And so we went over to see him in British Columbia, and he said, as you travel down towards Seattle, I want you to look at the land. And as you travel down the highway, it's going to look like God pushed those mountains aside and made a level plain. It was amazing to see those mountains and how he described them as being those mountains of God pushing those mountains away and having that level path for us to travel. And he says, you know, people start to believe then that God the Father is very well the creator of this world, the creator of humankind, the creator of us. And he's the one who gives us faith to believe. And he's the one who comes into our heart and life and uses us. And then he calls us to follow him. To follow this Lord and Jesus Christ, which is a challenge for us. It's a challenge for our daily life to follow Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We look all around us and we can see Satan working. We can see the devil as he is prying people away from God. We were just on this cruise, and we were in the bus, and we were going around Amsterdam, and our guide was telling us about the people of Amsterdam, the Netherlands. And she said, 50% of people don't go to church. They only had a few churches around, but 50% of people didn't go to church. If you don't go to church, you don't hear the word. If you don't hear the word, you don't believe. You don't believe in God. You don't believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior. And this is the place where he brings us to hear the word. To be known that God is that God, that Creator, and that he sends his Son Jesus to live, to suffer, to die, and rise again for us. To give us eternal life and the forgiveness of sins. So we've been blessed. Some days we don't feel that blessing. But yet, we're blessed. We're blessed with faith. We're blessed with the knowledge of Jesus. And we're blessed knowing that because of Jesus, we will once again, we will see heaven when this life is over with. We will see that eternal bliss that God has for us in the realms of heaven. And it's amazing how God works. And as he has blessed us, he gives us strength and encouragement to bless one another and to bless each other, to be a blessing to other people, to help others understand who we are and whose we belong to. The Apostle Paul writes about that in the 14th chapter. He says, if we live to the Lord. And if we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. We belong to him who has given us that faith in our heart and life. And so he has blessed us. And now he gives us the power to bless others. And as he blesses you, I want to ask you a question. I want you to think about this and ponder this. How are you known in life? How are you known outside the walls of Mount Moriah, in the community where you live, where you go to restaurants and grocery stores and do your shopping? How are you known? There was a gentleman in 1888. So this dates, this goes way back. And this gentleman picked up the French newspaper because he lived in France. And he was inspecting the newspaper, and all of a sudden he saw his obituary. He kind of panicked because he saw this obituary. Only it was the obituary or the name of his brother, but it was his story, his life. His first name was Alfred. And Alfred was, his last name was Nobel. Alfred Nobel. And so he read through that obituary. And as he read through the obituary, the name that came up that people in the surrounding area knew him by was the Dynamite King. Nobel used his knowledge and his finances that he crafted those violent pieces of war, if you want to say, explosives. And he thought about this and he says, well, don't people know how rich I am? Don't people know that the riches I use to help others? And he came to the conclusion that people only knew him as the Dynamite King. So he was going to change. And change he did, because he wanted people to know that he was a man of peace, not war. So Alfred Nobel crafted the one prize that is known worldwide, is the Nobel Peace, or the Nobel Prize of Peace, or whatever. He wants to be known by that. So I want you to think about this. I want you to think about, how are you known? How are we going to be known by our occupations? There's a farmer. There are other people who know music, could be known by a musician, or you could be known as a child of God, because that's who we really are. We are children of God. We are children of God that experience many things. We experience life, and we experience death. And we experience everything in between. The trials, the experiences, the things that happen in our lives are given to us by a gracious God to experience, to know things, to know that the world is just not flat, that it's round, to know that there are people in the world that need to hear Jesus about Jesus Christ, and that there's people that need to know who you are, to know that you believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior. I want you to think about that Alfred Nobel, but I also want you to think about your own life and who you are and whose you belong to. In Jesus Christ's holy and gracious name, amen.